with the environment in focus. I'm Tom Pelton. It's a warm June night, and a full moon is painting a silvery path across the gentle ripples on Delaware Bay. I'm on the beach southeast of Dover, and from the darkness of the bay, I watch what looks like an invading force of army helmets with eyes on them emerge from the murk to crowd and clatter and scrape against each other along the shoreline. These are horseshoe crabs, prehistoric creatures that have been summoned by full moons and high tides like this to perform this spectacular springtime mass mating ritual on the beach for hundreds of millions of years. Paul Leingag is a graduate student at the University of Delaware who is part of a team studying the crabs.
So we have literally thousands of horseshoe crabs, or Limulus polyphemus, on the shore. They're spawning right now, and we have clumps. So there will be one female surrounded by dozens of males, but one male will be like the central male that's attached onto the edge of the female, and the rest we call satellite males that are trying to come in and get some fertilization.
Near Leingag's right foot, a female crab the size of a car's steering wheel, old and huge and crusted with barnacles and seaweed, erupts from the wet sand after laying its eggs. The female struggles to emerge, with a mob of smaller males piling on top. But finally she rises, triumphant, her life's mission accomplished, then motors like a tank back into the ocean. 2 decades ago and more, horseshoe crab populations were declining sharply, mostly because people would harvest millions of them as bait for eel and whelk fishermen, and also to draw their blue-tinted, copper-rich blood for use by the medical industry for blood tests. Over the last decade, crab populations have stabilized as catch limits were put in place. But Leingag and his fellow researchers at the University of Delaware are examining another potential threat, the extensive spraying and slathering of sunscreens by vacationers on the same Delaware beaches where the crabs lay their eggs. Preliminary lab research by Professor Danielle Dixon last year found that too much sunscreen prevents the hatching of horseshoe crab eggs.
All of our horseshoe crabs that were exposed to the sunscreen actually didn't develop. They never hatched their eggs. So this year we're doing a follow-up study with lower concentrations that are ecologically relevant. We're adding some environmental engineer components, some social science surveys and things like that to get at a better understanding on how horseshoe crabs are affected by sunscreen.
Over the next few months, Dixon plans to take egg samples collected from the beach and expose them to varying concentrations of 3 different varieties of sunscreen in her laboratory. One theory is that certain kinds of sunscreen, made with a chemical called oxybenzone, which has been shown to be toxic to corals and other marine life, could potentially be worse for crabs than others, and therefore avoided in favor of safer sunscreens. That might be a small price to pay to save a living fossil. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.